Welcome in. This is the Stepper Masterclass, building a ride groove stack in Ableton Live 12 for those old school jungle and raga leaning drum and bass vibes, intermediate level. So I'm assuming you already know your way around drum rack, MIDI clips, and basic mixing. What we're doing today is more about feel and control, getting that train track forward motion without rushing, and keeping the snare confident while the top end dances around it. Before we touch any notes, here's the mindset that'll save you loads of time. Think of the groove as three lanes. Lane 1 is the anchor lane. That's your kick and snare. It should feel immovable. Lane 2 is the engine lane. That's the ride. It provides propulsion. Lane 3 is the detail lane. That's hats, ghost snares, and little raga perks. That's personality. If the groove feels wrong, don't tweak everything. Diagnose which lane is misbehaving. All right. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want that classic jungle pace that still feels like DNB, try 170. Keep it 4/4. Create one MIDI track and name it Drums, Stepper Rack. Drop a drum rack on it. We're going MIDI first because it gives us clean control over timing, velocity, and groove. You can always layer or break later for texture. Now step 1. Build the core stepper skeleton. Kick and snare first, always. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid 16th notes. Place your main kicks on beat 1 and beat 3. That's the stepper spine. If you want that extra little push that makes it feel like it's leaning forward, add a quieter kick just before beat 2 or just before beat 4. In Ableton's time display, that might look like a kick near the end of beat 1 or near the end of beat 3. Keep it subtle. This is not a second main kick. It's a nudge. Velocity-wise, put the main kicks around 110 to 120. The optional push kick can sit around 70 to 90. Now put your snares on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your anchor. In jungle, the snare is usually planted and authoritative. It's the flag in the ground. For an old school friendly snare, layer it. Use two pads if you like. One snare with body, and one clap or top layer for crack. Don't choke them. Let them play together. Quick processing tips. Stock only. On the kick pad, you can add a saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to firm it up. Then EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC so you're not wasting headroom, and if it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. On the snare pad, similar idea. A little saturation, then EQ8. If it's honky, dip around 400 to 700. If it needs crack, a gentle boost in the 2 to 5K range. Don't go wild. We're going to add a lot of top lane information soon, and you want the snare to cut without being painfully bright. Now step 2, the ride engine. This is the groove stack core. The ride is the motor that makes a stepper feel like it's rolling, not just marching. Choose a ride sample with a defined ping but not a massive wash. In simpler, set it to one shot. If it's a one shot sample, keep warp off. Then shorten the decay so it doesn't smear over the snare. Start somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds and adjust by ear. If it's harsh, turn on a filter in simpler and low pass it a bit, or use bandpass for a narrower, more hardware ping. Now program the basic pattern. Put ride hits on every 16th note, all 16 steps in the bar. It'll sound robotic at first. That's fine. We're about to make it speak. Here's the key. Accents. Accents are the difference between MIDI loop and jungle engine. Use a velocity map that creates hierarchy. Strong accents on steps 1, 5, 9, and 13. Those are the quarter note downbeats. Then secondary accents on 3, 7, 11, and 15. Everything else lower. As a starting point, put the strong accents around 95 to 110, secondary accents around 75 to 90, and the rest around 45 to 65. Now listen again. You should feel the ride starting to gallop forward, but still controlled. Teacher note, don't rely on randomization to fix feel. Create velocity zones on purpose. Downbeat band, in between band, and a very low fill band. Then, if you want, a tiny random later. That keeps it coherent, like someone actually played it. Step 3. Groove stack timing. Micro swing, without wrecking the snare. The golden rule is, swing the rides and hats. Keep the snare stable. If you swing the snare too much, you lose that classic jungle confidence. The cleanest method is to separate your anchor lane from your top lane. You can do that by putting kick and snare in one MIDI clip, and rides, hats, ghosts in another clip. Same drum rack is fine, just different clips, or even separate MIDI tracks if you prefer. The point is, you want to apply groove to the top lane without dragging your snare around. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove or an MPC-ish swing if you've got one. Drag it onto the ride clip. Starting settings, timing around 20 to 35%, velocity 10 to 20, random 2 to 6, and bass at 1/16. Keep it subtle. Jungle is human, not messy. And here's a really practical Lav 12 move. Instead of increasing groove timing until everything wobbles, microplace only the problem notes. A classic trick is nudging the 2nd and 4th 16th of each beat slightly late. Tiny moves. The ear hears it as roll and pocket, not as slop. Also, leave the ride notes that happen close to the snare more grid true so your backbeat stays authoritative. Another pro habit, a slash B the ride against the snare transient, not just your vibe. If the snare suddenly feels smaller, it's often because a ride hit is landing right on top of the snare transient. In MIDI, that means a ride note exactly on beat 2 or 4, or very close. Lower those specific ride notes, or move them a hair earlier or later. You don't need to change the whole groove, just remove the collision. Step 4. Shuffled hats and offbeat air. This supports the ride instead of fighting it. Add a closed hat or shaker-ish hat. Put hats on the offbeats as 8th notes, the end of each beat. Then sprinkle a few extra 16th hats if you want, but let the ride do most of the rolling. Hats are more like the wind around the engine. Apply the same groove you used on the ride, but with less timing intensity. Try timing 15 to 25%, random 4 to 8%, and let velocity influence be higher, maybe 15 to 30, because hats benefit from movement. Processing, on the hat pad or a hat group, use auto filter high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Add a touch of saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB. If you want, use drum bus very lightly. Drive 2 to 5, crunch low, boom off. You're shaping texture, not smashing it. Step 5. Ghost snare and rag percussion. This is the living layer. For ghost snare, grab a lighter snare, rim, or ghost sample. Place very quiet hits around the main snare. A classic set of spots is just before beat 2, just after beat 2, and just before beat 4. Keep velocity low, like 20 to 45. Timing-wise, try pushing ghost hits slightly late. That can create a dragging pocket while the main snare stays planted, but do it intentionally. If every ghost note is randomly late, it just sounds untidy. Now rag a percussion ideas. Rimshots, wood blocks, tambourine, shakers, little conga taps. Keep them quiet but present. The goal is flavor in chatter, not percussion dominance. Use choke groups for things like tight shakers or short perks that shouldn't overlap. That keeps the groove crisp, like old machines and tight edits. Now let's glue it together. Step 6. Drum bus and parallel grid. If you've got multiple tracks, group them. If it's all inside one drum rack track, you can still process the track as your drum group. Start with EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If it feels muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350, then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening, we're making the kit feel like one object. Then drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8, crunch 5 to 15%, transient slightly up if it's dull. Boom only if you know exactly why you're turning it on. If you do, tune it around 50 to 60 Hz and keep it subtle, optional but very jungle. Parallel dirt. Make a return track called Drum Dirt. Put saturator on it with drive 6 to 12 dB and soft clip on. Add redux slightly, just a touch of downsample for bite. Then EQ8, high pass around 150 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10k. Send a bit of snare and rides into it, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level. The point is old school crunch without losing your transient snap. Now one of my favorite pro moves for this style. Duck only the top lane from the snare. Not the whole drum bus. Put a compressor on a ride and hat group. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare as input. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack, short release, and only 1 to 2 dB of ducking. That keeps the snare sitting on top, classic jungle style, without shrinking your kick. Step 7. Arrangement. Because a loop isn't a tune until it breathes. Here's a quick 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Keep the ride filtered. Maybe auto-filter with a low-pass slowy opening. Hats minimal. Tease the engine. Bars 9 to 16. Full ride stack. Bring in ghosts. Bars 17 to 24. Drop the ride for one bar every 4 bars. That little breath is so authentic. It's like the track blinks. Bars 25 to 32. Add extra perk fills. Maybe a snare flam or a short break hit for punctuation. Easy variation tricks. Remove the ride on bar 8 and bar 16 right before a phrase change. Add a reverse cymbal into bar 9 or 17. And create one bar fill clips with extra ghost notes, a tom hit, or a hat rush. Now some advanced variation ideas that make it feel tune-like without changing the kick and snare. Try a call and response ride. Make 2 1-bar ride clips. Bar A is full engine. Bar B removes 2 to 4 carefully chosen 16ths, not evenly spaced. Alternate and B. The ear hears intention, not looping. Try accent rotation every 2 bars. Keep the same 16th notes, but rotate your strongest accents by 1 step on bar 2. Subtle, but it stops that stamped MIDI feel. And if you want to tease jungle ancestry without turning it into a full breakbeat, add 1/16th triplet grace note before a snare hit once every 2 bars. Just one. It's like a wink, ghost snare flam that doesn't blur. Put a quiet ghost hit a tiny bit before the main snare, just a few milliseconds. Filter the ghost darker. Keep the main snare bright. It reads as articulation, not clutter. Sound design extras if your ride still isn't sitting right. Turn one ride into a mini kit. Duplicate the ride into 2 or 3 pads. Make one bright, higher pitch, shorter decay. Make one darker, slightly lower pitch, low passed. Make one clicky, super short, high passed, almost like a shaker tick. Then route strong accents to the bright one, and supporting 16ths to the dark or click layer. That mimics old hardware layering and gives you control without hunting for new samples. If the ride tail smears phrases, add a gate after simpler. Fast attack, short release. You keep the ping but tighten the sustain, like it's being played more controlled.